The report shows the U.S. rate reached a 35-year low in 2010. In Ohio, the decrease was 31% from 1997 to 2010. And the Ohio Department of Youth Services says the number of incarcerated kids fell from more than 2,600 in 1992 to less than 540 in December of last year. Dawn Wallace Pasco of the Children's Defense Fund of Ohio notes the decline has not led to an increase in juvenile crime.
It's important to show that there have been successes in this area. These data help back up the fact that locking up youth isn't necessary to improve public safety.
The report shows the U.S. still incarcerates young people at rates much higher than other industrialized nations, and there are large disparities in youth confinement rates by race, with African American youth nearly five times more likely to be locked up than their Caucasian peers. The foundation's Laura Spear says 75% of U.S. kids incarcerated are there for nonviolent offenses. She says that's why it's important to look at alternatives to juvenile incarceration.
They have a chance to get their lives back on track, and so we want to make sure they get put in the best possible program to get them back on track.
The report makes several recommendations to continue the trend. Those include incarcerating only those youth who pose a public safety risk, investing in home or community-based alternatives, and establishing small treatment-oriented facilities. Wallace Pasco says they have been shown to work.
In Ohio, the report actually mentions an approach that has been successful, referring to the Reclaim Ohio initiative, which provides funding for courts to pursue community-based options. Those types of things are state and local initiatives that have been successful.
Reclaim Ohio was implemented in 1995 to help reduce youth incarcerations.